Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this question comes from a new Forex trader. They ask, I'm new to Forex trading, just getting started on chart reading, but I can't find any streamlined info. So I guess there's a few different levels of question there, right?
Right. So he's looking for streamlined info. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just go to YouTube. I mean, if you're looking, so he's looking for price action. He wants to trade just sort of naked charts. Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, just go to YouTube. There's plenty of traders out there who post videos. I mean, the thing about trading is it's so visual. I remember when I wrote the book Naked Forex, the publisher said that it needed to be so many pages long, and I said I can't do that. You know, yeah. I don't have that many words in me. You know, and they said, oh well, you're going to do a lot of images, right? And I said, yeah. And they go, oh, okay, well that'll get you to 250 pages. I'm like, okay, cool. So that was kind of they wanted to get to 250 pages so they could sell the book for $100, and they were worried that, you know, that I wouldn't be able to get them there. And so I just naturally knew that the best trading books I had seen had a lot of images, a lot of examples, a lot of screenshots. And if you're looking for a real quick and dirty way to learn something, just go to YouTube. It's probably the best place for traders, I think. I mean, there's so much out there, even more than was there, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. It's exploded. So that's what I would do. If you don't want to sit around and read a book, which is what, I guess, reading between the lines, that's what this trader is basically saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go to YouTube. Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah.
But there's so much stuff on YouTube, though. So how would you, I guess, quote, filter out, you know, the stuff that works and stuff that doesn't work?
Well, I don't know about you, but like I dated a lot of girls before I got married. And so it's kind of the same thing with you know, trading approaches. You know, you might date a lot of different trading systems, a lot of different, you know, educators or whoever, and then you're going to settle on one. You're going to go, yeah, I really like this one. It's kind of the same thing. So I would just date a lot and then figure it out. I mean, I don't really know what to say. I mean, some of them are going to rub you the wrong way. Some of them are going to be really egotistical. Some of them are going to be selling, you know, stuff that like you can't make it work in Forex Tester. So you can throw all those away and find someone that you really like. I don't know. It's a tough question, but it's like, how do you know, this person is the right person to marry? It's the same thing. You know, how do you know? You just have to have a lot of experience dating, I guess. And then you've settle in on one. That's what I would say. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the insight.
Thank you.